Hi, thanks for joining me again this week. Summer is officially here and we're delighted for that. I hope that you've been able to get outside and enjoy some of the beautiful weather, to take in some of God's great creation and maybe to fellowship with friends and church members in socially distancing appropriate ways along the way. It has been a relief to many of us just to have the great weather and the great opportunity to be outdoors once again. We know that God is at work in our lives and He's constantly doing things to bring about a holy life in us. I was touched by a passage of scripture that I read recently in my quiet time in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, that says, "Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God." The idea that God has given us great promises. He's promised to meet our needs, to be with us through every situation, and He has been, and He continues to keep that promise, and many promises like that. And so because of those promises, Paul says, we should make sure that our lives are ever growing to be more like Christ, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Because we love God so much, we should be growing in the way that we walk and the way we live for Him. So I hope that your life is growing as a Christian during these days, and that you're allowing God to teach you along the way. It's great to be able to be back together in church, and I know that many of you have come and are coming socially distancing, wearing the face mask. We'll all be happy when that's behind us, but for now, that still is the best plan, and so we encourage you to come and join us. If you haven't yet ventured out and you feel safe to do that, come join us on Sunday mornings at 10:30. We do have room in our worship center and also then overflow room in our Family Life Center. You might say to yourself, well, why would I live stream in the Family Life Center when I could do that at home? Well, there's a beauty to being together in the same room and in the same property with other Christians and being able to see people and talk with them, even in our distancing way. So I encourage you, when you're ready to make that step, to come and join us. I trust all is well, and we thank you for your continued financial support, your continued prayer support, as Pittsford Community Church continues, like many churches, to seek God's will during these days. Thank you. Have a great week.